Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic,
feel?
Not good.
Yeah.
Field reporter Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news from over the weekends. Let's start with Carl Weathers. I saw on your story that you and Joel had a Predator reunion. You know, a little party over there, a little Predator party.
Yeah, I made steaks and we watched Predator. Which is, you know, that could happen any night, really. And that movie still holds up.
So did you guys watch the whole thing? I watched on your Instagram. Oh, yeah. First of all, I was jealous. Second of all,
it's on Hulu. You don't have to be jealous. You can do it yourself.
It's not that, dude. It's just being with another bro who's in it with you. Like, I know how much that movie means to Joel in particular. Mm-hmm. And watching it and watching you guys eat steaks, enjoy it, and the way he timed up the handshake live on screen.
Yeah, that was the first take, by the way.
Was it really?
Yeah, he didn't. He knows the movie that well. He told me he was going to do it too. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to pause this thing 80 times so this asshole can get the shot.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
He got it.
Got it the first time.
He got it. So does the movie still hold up, yes or no?
No, it's terrible.
Is it really? But that's what I enjoyed about all those movies.
But it's like, so not once during any part of that movie did anybody look down their fucking sights to fire their weapon. Not once.
No need. When you're that good, do you need to?
No, well, I expect it from the South Americans firing AKs, but for the tier one operators that I'm allegedly watching. And they, for some reason, had MP5s in the jungle, which is an odd choice, but it was a pretty popular weapon back then, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's fun, yeah.
Okay. R.I.P. Carl, we miss you, bud. He will be missed. Unfortunately, I watched the Grammys last night, and they did the In Memoriam for 3 hours. They left out Smash Mouth, the lead singer of Smash Mouth, and I'm pretty pissed off
about
that.
Well, he's a conservative, right?
Was he?
No.
Was that what it was?
No.
I was going to say, that wouldn't shock me either.
No, I don't know what he believes, except for that you're an all-star.
So when you guys were watching Predator, I was watching the Grammys to see the tribute for Smash Mouth. Nothing. I get nothing.
Well, that's like, I guess, if anybody were to ask the difference between you and me, they can just go to that.
Yeah, pretty much.
That pretty much explains it.
Pretty much. But, hey, man, you're an all-star was just as big of a hit as Predator.
And if anything, telling everyone they're an all-star just reeks of communists to me.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know the rules, kids. On these Monday shows, we always start with the worst memes of the weekend. They're never positive. These are going to get dark. And then I always send one from Bob. And it's always from our little buddy site there, the Entrepreneur Guys.
Oh, yeah.
So I always pop in one for him. We'll start with yours.
Well, it's funny that you said they're going to get dark.
Oh, boy.
Because
oh, no.
This is... It's Black History Month.
Holy now, fucking
one,
shit.
I just want to say this is real.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
It wasn't for America. Hang on. Hold on.
So KSC actually posted this?
Yes, but it wasn't for the U.S. It was for Emancipation Day in Trinidad 3 years ago. This is, I swear to God, this is real.
I've never seen this, and holy shit, this is so goddamn legendary that, like, are you mad? If you're black, are you mad at this for the audio listeners
I don't
here?
No, it's true, motherfucker. But who doesn't love fried chicken?
I love fried chicken. For the audio listeners who can't see this on Patreon, which this is the reason why you subscribe to watch these videos, it's KFC confirmed account. And it says, I hear you, I see you, and I stand with you.
And it says Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the background, the shadow that the little chicken drummy is making is a
drumstick.
It's like a Black Power fist, basically.
Black Power fist from the chicken to the Black Power fist.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I mean, props to KFC for going all out there. And they posted, I'm not even kidding, I looked this up. I'd spent some time researching this.
Okay.
Because if it was just somebody making it up, that's not funny. That's just mean. But the fact that they actually did it, that's funny.
Oh, my God, dude. The thought behind it, though, is great, too. Because let's face it, when you're protesting and you're black and you're angry, I'm sure you had some chicken, some protein before you got out there and protested.
So.
So I'm a big fan of this KFC.
We're going to be doing a lot of stuff for Black History Month, by the way.
Today or just in general?
Just in the next several Mondays.
Well, it just started.
Some more today, actually, but not yet. This next one's called Fuck Turtles.
All right. Fuck Turtles. What do we got here, Bob? What is the...
Read the caption, Bob.
It says, oh my gosh, look at that rare sea turtle over there, me with a McDonald's straw.
Great. You want to describe for the audio listeners?
It was just a guy throwing a javelin into the ocean.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Big fan of that.
This next one's a sketch that somebody sent me, and it was just really funny, so I figured I would share it. But it's called Bad Dog, and it's a guy pretending to be blind, and he's got a toy dog, basically, and he's attacking people with it.
Sure. Sure. Let's see.
Shadow, relax. Relax, Shadow. Calm down. Boo! Shadow, stop. Stop. Sir. Sir. I am so sorry, sir. Stop.
He's
sir. I'm so sorry. Sir. Sir. Relax. On the... Boo! Calm down, sir. Boo! Get the fuck out of here. You crazy. You fucking crazy.
Get the fuck out of here. I eat
you
those
crazy.
Boys. I eat those balls. Get the fuck out.
That's a good prank.
That's a good one.
Nobody got hurt there.
Yeah. That's a good one. And if you're in the chat, yes, I shave the mustache. I hear you. I see you. Okay. I shave the mustache.
Black power. So this next one's just Bob question mark.
As in Bob Fox?
As in Bob right there.
All right. Oh, boy. Real loud, Bob.
Who else remembers having to blow these as a kid? And then you have... a Pokemon game. Now, this is Nintendo DS, a little after my time. I guess one of the Nintendo games, another Nintendo game, and a priest.
Yeah.
And I'm maxing out on like two of these max, you know, tops.
Oh, that you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's just because of the gaming system was not available during that period in your life. Had it been, you would have blown that one as well.
Yeah.
Do you have to blow the new ones or no?
No.
Those are pretty.
They're all digital downloads now and DVDs and shit.
You don't have to do it. All right.
I think there's only one thing left on here you can still blow.
The priest.
Yeah.
The priest, yeah. I can blow any one of those in any city. As long as you're under 18 over there for those priests. What do we got up next?
I don't remember what this is. I just put hero next to it, so it's probably bad. Come on, Bob. Get your fucking shit together.
Get your shit together. Did you go out this weekend, Bob? Did you get fucking rocked?
Sorry, the priest was two in a row, actually.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah. Oh,
look,
damn.
That happens, dude.
My bad.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's a great meme, though. The priest meme is a great meme.
The other one that I was going to share.
Basketball player.
Wait, this is a minute long. So
this is a great one. I saw this one over the weekend.
But the other one that I was going to share was, it was a guy who went into a vegan restaurant with a little... George Foreman grill and he started cooking a steak on it, and the guy came over and kept asking him to leave, and he's like you got to take that out of here, and he's like, all right, just, it was a whole scene.
Sure,
look it up and find it. It's funny. Anyways, this is from a high school basketball game, this next one, and it's a minute long, so
okay,
let's get into it.
I'd like to watch the greatest white basketball player.
Who's number 10?
Kaniga.
Hey, you know I'll pass.
You already got one, man.
Oh!
That nigga nice, man.
Don't give that white boy the ball and get that nigga the ball.
Noah Kaniga at the line. Shooting two.
Hold up.
Damn it, my nigga. Hey, Lockie, Kaniga.
Fast all tankers.
Here we go. Noah Kaniga.
Nigga.
That nigga's wide open.
Should I pass it to my nigga, man?
Bro, the ball gotta go to my nigga, to nigga, bro.
So it's
Noah Kaniga.
Oh,
there it is.
Nate, okay. Just keep grinding, do your thing, man. I swear to God, we're gonna make it for real.
Wait, did the guy pronounce it some other way? They say Kanaga?
Yeah, he did.
That's great.
Oh, boy.
It's just a lie.
Yeah. Oh, this is so good. At least he's in on the bit. By the way, he scored 24 points in this game. So that Kanaga is good.
Yeah, dude. Of all the whites out there, he was the...
Sure was. And again, if you're a longtime listener, we're talking about Noah Kanaga. On this, want to be perfectly clear, that's what that meme was. And it's not even a meme. It was the actual game. Yeah. And now he has a new group of black fans that are showing up to these games. And good for him. I say, if your dad's going to stick you with that fucking name the rest of your life, you might as well have fun with it. And he clearly is. But it is funny to see a 65-year-old white woman having to pronounce it after every single basket.
Yeah, I mean... We should really look into naming our kids some weird shit. You know what I mean?
This started way back in the day where, like, before you have a kid, you go through this list and then you decide, all right, could this be bad for my kid?
Yeah.
Like, if you accidentally named your kid Scott Peterson, for example, and then, holy shit, what do you do?
Well, that's
then?
Probably a common name.
Probably is, right? But what do you do then at that point? So, do you change it or not?
You bleach his hair. So it makes sense.
Oh, like Delco. Delco looks like him.
Yeah.
Delco looks like him. Either way, Noah, we're proud of you. I enjoy that you have a sense of humor about this, and it's fun to see.
This next one's called Dad?
Okay.
Question mark?
Sure.
So it's a Facebook post from a gentleman named T-Clap on July 31st, 2023. He says, I seen this white dude holding hands with a little kid, and the kid's mom was smiling. What is going on here? And then the first commenter says, it's called a father.
Oh, it's rare I get to see you laugh like this, and I want to enjoy it. I want to take it all in.
That's pretty good, right?
It's great. It's absolutely great.
I'm just a, you know, a conduit. I didn't make any of these.
No.
I just find them and repost them.
All you're doing is just delivering good news to everyone else here. What do we got up next?
This last one is called Goof Juice, and it's a bit rough as well. This might be the most offensive thing we've ever done
on
the show.
Come on, really?
Yeah, you got to...
Okay, ready. Read the caption, Bob.
It says, if you laugh, you're going straight to hell.
Yeah,
you're going straight to hell. Okay, if you laugh, you're going straight to hell. Okay.
Look, put your hand in the air and try to break your wrist. Then across your chest and try to bite your ear. And go,
that's my shit right there.
And go,
look. No.
That's...
Who did that?
Yeah, who is
shout out the name of that.
Who
at least.
Is the creator of that?
Well,
holy shit.
Because it's pretty
hard
good.
To say.
And it also matches my hat.
So it's from Hated Content.
Okay. I need to follow. If your account name is Hated Content, I'm following you in like 10 seconds.
Well, I don't know if that's theirs or not.
It's fine. But yeah. I just need an aggregator.
Well, how many followers really does that account have?
Yeah.
Hated Content is 22,000. And it seems to be... Actually, this might be the same. I think this is the same guy from the other video. I could just be super racist.
Yeah. The guy from the Noah video?
No, from the one you just watched.
Oh, well, that just made me super racist then, didn't it?
Well, what are you going to do? Yeah.
You're not. Now, this one, I'm going to give you mine here. Because this one reminded me of you. This is shit that you've been saying on this show for years. And it's really fucking funny. It's from our good buddies over there. It was Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Big fan of this account. This was their new post that just dropped a little bit ago here. This reminded me of you, so I'm going to play this for you. Go ahead.
Why should they get aboard the flight before me? Because I got PTSD. I got PTSD.
From what?
When I was 8, I walked in on my parents.
I think a lot of kids walk in on their parents.
Well, you didn't let me finish. Doing missionary. Imagine that. As a kid, knowing that you were probably conceived in the most vanilla sex position possible. What's more traumatic, Brittany? Watching your best friend blow to smithereens on a battlefield? Or watching your dad lay pipe to your mom like he's a loser feeder kid?
wanted to have sex with your mother.
Oh, God, you're trying to whisper all the same.
No, I don't want to have sex with my mother. I want to fuck her so I can show my dad how it's done.
There it is.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
I want to fuck her so I can show my dad how it's done.
Chet, whatever the fuck, Collins, I think
I
his name
know.
Is.
I don't know. I don't know his name, but yeah. I'm a big fan of those guys. No, I don't want to. I want to fuck my mother to show him how it's done.
Well, if you want something done right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Or if you want anything done in Congress these days, just load it up full of useless shit here. Top story of the day news-wise here is this bullshit border bill. Senate negotiators on Sunday released the text of the much-anticipated border deal that lawmakers have been hashing out with White House officials since December, incorporating significant reforms, including a crackdown on asylum and parole. Talks have been ongoing for months as a bipartisan group of lawmakers, including Senators James Lankford, Kristen Sinema, and Chris Murphy, have tried to strike a deal with White House officials to fix the crisis at the southern border. The left and their neocon cucks now have shifted their narrative to this is the best deal that you're going to get, so you should shut up and take it on the border crisis or it belongs to you.
That's now, literally what they've been saying.
Correct.
And all of these turds.
The deal included in the supplemental spending bill did include foreign assistance that was worth $114 billion to Ukraine and Israel. Why?
Yeah, so it's a weird game we're playing here. And it's downstream like two or three layers now. First, Biden could end all this with a stroke of a pen right now.
Tomorrow.
Like
in an hour.
Immediately could end this.
Yeah.
but they're pretending he can't for some reason. I don't understand why. Like when this happened to Biden, I've talked about this for years now. When it happened to Obama, rather, he reversed course and made one of the strictest border policies we've ever had in this country. Deported more people than all the presidents before him combined. But instead, Biden is pretending like he's powerless, which is an interesting position to take when you're the most powerful person in the world. To say you're powerless, that's kind of sneaky, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they send it to the Senate and the House to try to come up with some kind of agreement. And it's like, that's the left position. We're going to let in 5,000 people a day, 1.8 something million people a year,
mm-hmm.
at a minimum. Like, you codify that into law.
Right.
That is now the law that we have to let in fucking that many people. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? No.
No.
That's an immediate no just on that part. And then you go down to layer three, which is, you know, coupling all these bills together that have nothing. There's nothing about Israel or Ukraine that has a goddamn thing to do with our fucking border, right?
Right.
It's complete non sequitur. None of these things have anything to do with each other. So,
I mean, that's business as usual, though.
Certainly it is. And certain people in Congress, Jim Jordan and Thomas Massey specifically, have been trying to get rid of this omnibus bill bullshit to no avail, obviously, because the Republicans want it just as much as anybody else. but the bill to close our border, this is what the left is saying. If you want to close the border, mm-hmm. and by close the border, we mean let only 1.5 to 2 million people in a year.
5,000 a day, yeah.
Right. That if you want to close the border, and here's how we define closing the border, mm-hmm. is 1.5 to 2 million people a year get to illegally come here and get benefits. There's also a road. Biden's trying to sign an executive order before the end of his term that locks in 2030 as the date where all these people will get green cards as well. Right?
That's, 2030. So you're looking at 6 years?
Yes.
Okay.
and in exchange for that, we get to give Ukraine $60 billion, 60 more billion.
Yep.
In addition to the $200 billion we've already sent them, $14 billion for Israel, $2.5 billion to fight in the Red Sea. So that's $16 billion for Israel, right? Because yep. that's all that's about. $10 billion for Gaza humanitarian relief. There's not $10 billion worth of stuff in Gaza.
Nope.
What the fuck are they doing with all that money? You could rebuild Gaza 10 times for $10 billion. Mm-hmm. Are you out of your fucking mind? It's like a 20-mile stretch of, or five by five, so it's like 25 square miles.
Yeah.
Fuck off, man. and then $2.33 billion to move Ukrainians around the world to hide them from Russia.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's to resettle Ukrainians who had to flee.
Okay.
Ukraine's still a country, by the way. You could just go west.
Miles. No, I don't really get it.
You just go west 20 miles. But so, just, and in case 1.5 million illegals aren't enough, again, I want to mention this. Biden has this plan for a pathway to a green card. And once you have a green card, if your status stays good for 5 years, then you can then apply for citizenship. And there's no barrier to it. All you got to do is pass the test and pay the money, and you're a fucking citizen of this country, right? A voting citizen of this country. So by 2030, we're talking about, if things keep going as they are, like let's say Biden wins the election and continues the same policy, even under this bill, which they're calling a border fucking bill, right? Even under this bill, we're going to be looking at something like 20 million people illegal in this country who all of a sudden just become fucking permanent residents.
Sure.
Fuck every bit of that. So it's not going to pass anywhere. by the way, the amount of money allotted for our border, $20 billion. So this bill in its entirety is $120 billion, and 20 of that goes to the actual United States of America.
Great. And I'm looking here, and forgive me, there's one more number in here. It says $4.83 billion to fight China. What does that mean?
that's for the South China Sea to try to thwart them from attacking Taiwan, which they can't do, and we'll get to why in this next. We'll get to it.
But overall, what's the date that we're looking at here to pass this? And
this it'll never pass. It won't even go to the floor in the House as is.
So does this crisis continue until the next president is elected?
Everywhere but Texas, yeah.
All right.
Because we've restarted building our own border wall now, right? That's not in the news today, but it's in the news, right?
Yes.
But $120 billion, and 20 of it is for us, and the rest is like to go fucking save the world while people can't afford fucking groceries, man.
Or while you can't afford to keep these grimy motherfuckers in the country, which will lead into this next story here. New York City is going to offer migrants $53 million in prepaid credit cards. A report says New York City will offer its surging migrant population $53 million worth of prepaid credit cards, according to the New York Post. The initiative of the Office of Mayor Eric Adams and Mobility Capital Finance aims to assist migrants with food expenses as they wait authorization to work from the federal government. Cards will only work at bodegas, grocery stores, supermarkets, and convenience stores. Recipients must sign an affidavit swearing to use the funds for only food and baby supplies or risk being removed from the program. Cards will be loaded with different amounts depending upon the size of a family and whether they have an income. A family of four could receive $1,000 monthly or $35 a day. Cards will be refilled every 28 days. Where the fuck is New York City going to come up with this money? Is it going to come from the taxpayers? Because this isn't a federal thing.
Yeah, I mean, the city doesn't make money.
So who is this coming from and who approved this and why?
I'm not looking at the story. Who is it, the city of New York or the state of New York that's doing this?
So it says not only, this is according to the mayor, not only will these funds provide families with the ability to purchase fresh food for their culturally relevant diets. Oh, Jesus Christ. And the baby supplies of their choosing, but the pilot program is expected to save New York City more than $600,000 a month or more than $7.2 million annually. Migrants across the country are struggling to survive without a legal means to support themselves. Asylum seekers in Denver have taken to washing stop cars at busy intersections, sparking safety concerns from local residents and police. That's what we're up against here. But we want to give all this money to Ukraine and Israel and then something to fight China and some other shit. This is more to the point of, like, we don't have this fucking money. We don't have it. The taxpayers
maybe you don't,
in
bitch.
New York.
Maybe I mean, you don't. I've been funding all kinds of people.
Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the poor one who's just like, no, dude, we've got to stop giving money to this. Like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah, well, we're not.
No, so. We're nowhere near it. So back to this border thing, right? Are we just going to keep handing out money from taxpayers from these cities? Like, at what point, if you're a resident of New York City, do you just look at all this shit and say, no, I'm going to vote all these motherfuckers out? They won't. It did happen before.
When?
And then what, the city was too nice during that point?
You're talking about Giuliani?
Giuliani and yeah, but fucking they, Bloomberg. Like,
Giuliani, who was the mayor before Giuliani? Was it Ed Koch?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. And it was fucking shambles because I lived there right after that and I was just like, ugh, it was dicey. But with this, where the fuck are people going to get this money? Now,
I know it was Dinkins.
Oh, it was Dinkins? Trump is on trial in New York City and they want to shut down all the businesses there, which he owns a gajillion of them, which you were taxing and all that other shit. I don't know where you're going to come up with this money and when are residents going to get fed up with this fucking bullshit? We can't pay for these people. No one can pay for these people.
Yeah, I mean, the only real option is to turn them into food and fuel, right? So 70% of the world still burns wood for their primary fuel source, mm-hmm. for heat in their home, to cook, so on and so forth. I got a better option. People.
Just ground them up?
No, just dry them out.
Soup?
Dry them out first, then they get real. You would be surprised how much a dried up body will just go up, just like that. You know?
Yeah. It's tough to burn a body, I heard. It's a 24
a wet
hours.
One. You got to dry age that motherfucker.
All right.
Hang it up in a freezer for a while, let it dry age.
What about this?
I believe they used to use on the prairies, dried buffalo dung was a popular fuel source.
Yeah, yeah, you're
now,
right.
Now you can use Doritos and Fritos and shit.
Sure.
Chips from a bag are pretty flammable. But at any rate, yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, probably vote for Trump is what I would say to that.
Yeah.
And hope that he's not completely full of shit like he was the last time he was in office.
Do you think, though, like, because look, even 60 Minutes had a long fucking 15-minute piece on this last night. They went down and showed at Eagle Pass, and then there's this another gate in California where they were directly coming across, and it was thousands of them.
25,000 Chinese people.
That was the story last night.
In 2023, 25,000.
Yes.
Chinese. And look, you know, I love Chinese food.
So do I.
Not a huge fan of communism.
No. But big fan of Chinese food, and let's face it, the contributions you're going to get from them are going to be elite. Now, Dan's been talking about this on the show for a fucking year now at this point. One, I want to say you were correct. Two, 60 Minutes put them all on camera, no blurred faces, no nothing.
They're not trying to hide?
No. And here's the other shocking part of it is they're all financed, and they looked like they had money. Most of them had roller bags. And I hate to say this, but just watch the piece and tell me, most of the women were kind of attractive, and you were like, what the I mean, it looked like a middle-class vacation.
Well, if one of them was, then all of them would be.
Hey, it looked like a middle-class vacation.
Because they
look
the same is what I'm saying,
they sure
guys.
Do.
Come on.
They sure
keep
do.
Up with the fucking racism.
I understand it. But what I can't figure out is, going back to what you said a year ago on this show, where the CCP knows everything, right? You know that these people are leaving. You know, like, they've got everything on you, fingertips, eyeballs, all the kinds of crazy shit. Why is it middle class people that are coming through? I mean, they were all dressed super nice. They had fucking nice bags. They were attractive.
Well, maybe they just got a gift bag on the way out of China.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. I mean, so the Chinese government are the ones who made the TikTok videos that are instructing people on how to do this, right?
Yes.
By the way, it's not just China. Venezuela and India and a couple of other countries have done the same thing. They have like state produced videos on the internet teaching people how to fucking get through the Texas border, basically.
Mm-hmm. And so when they interviewed a few of them last night, they said the exact same thing about, we've been watching these how-to videos on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Once we found out what the price was, we paid, we went through it, and then we did it. The other interesting thing about it too was the stark difference between people coming in from like Latinos and shit like that, versus these guys. These guys, it just looked like everything was funded and paid for, and it was just another day. And they were waiting for their van, like they were waiting for a shuttle at the airport to go to the rental car place to pick up a rental car. Could not fucking believe it last night.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, they're flying to from China.
They said to Ecuador, I think, and then another location. Morocco was one of the destinations as well.
Yeah, Morocco is a waypoint between there and China and here. but yeah, it's
a lot of African migrants go through Mexico as well.
Correct.
So that would make sense.
So they fly through Turkey, Ecuador, Colombia, Panama, and then Mexico. Not necessarily in that order.
And here's what the other interesting part to me was as I watched this last night, was the fact that they were all coming in based on race. So like Chinese were all coming in together. It's not like they were mixed in with Guatemalans or, you know, Costa Ricans or whatever. Like it was all Chinese rolling in together. They stayed in a pack and then they did it. And all of them look completely fine. They were like, cool. This is what we're going to do. And
maybe we should build a railroad.
I mean, what the fuck?
But let's build another railroad, dude.
The reason why I bring this up is if China knows these guys are leaving, and this isn't like the dregs of society that were coming in, by the way, looking at it last night.
No, China would be sending us their Uyghur Muslims before anybody else.
Is that what it is? And that's what I wanted to ask you. Like
why
give up middle class people? I could understand you sending over your shit bags, right? Your prisoners, your fucking disabled, old, all that other shit. Why send over middle-class Chinese residents that seemingly have a decent life and they are dressed nice and everything else? Why do that?
You know who Arthur Conan Doyle is?
Yes.
Wrote Sherlock Holmes and a bunch of other stuff, but mostly that. He says, once you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth, right? The only reason that a country like China, who, by the way, their economy is about to collapse if they're not really careful. We'll get to that in a later story.
Sure.
But the only reason they would let their middle class leave, it's not like America where you can get a visa from Europe and just fuck off and the State Department's not going to fuck with you. China has complete control over their country, except for the hinterland and shit, but these people didn't come from there. the only reason you would let your good people leave is because you are in league with a bunch of other countries, probably ours included, and you're trying to redistribute things throughout the world, people, right, to form some kind of global government. It's the only thing that makes any sense to me. Like, of all the shit that's happened over the last decade or so, the only thing that makes sense to me is to get control over the modalities we use to communicate, like social media and shit like that, reduce everyone's privacy to nil, right, with all these devices and shit, and make people completely dependent on government, and then fucking make only one government for the earth. That's the only thing that makes any sense to me from any of this shit.
Because last night, as I was watching this, I couldn't wait to come into work today because I know I'll get the right answer from you. And you're usually a year in advance of all this shit. Watching it last night, I was like, okay, cool. But this is also now the second time in the last 4 or 5 weeks that they've shown illegal immigrants crossing the border and what's actually going on down there. And the media is really starting to pick this story up and make it explode. And it feels like that's what the entire election for 2024 is now based on, is immigration. I don't know how this is a winning factor for Joe Biden going forward into November. I just don't see it. But then again, I didn't see it in 2020 either.
You know, typically you would try to hide some stuff like this. And if you're not, if you do stuff brazenly, if that means you're not afraid of getting caught. Right. Like who's going to catch Biden or who's going to catch these WEF cunts? It would be us technically, but our FBI is not going to do it. They don't do that anymore. They arrest. We actually have a J6 guy on the show tomorrow. Luke Coffey, if you want to prep for that.
OK.
It's like when people overtly break the law with no concern for repercussion like that. That means a lot of things. Maybe they're stupid. I don't think these people are stupid. They believe that no one can stop them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe there is a fucking other foot to come down. You know what I mean? Because they control everything. The media, they control the fucking military, the police, they think. Right.
They think. We'll see. But do you even...
Well, like republics and empires have made that mistake before.
Right. And looking at the media collapsing now, I saw that CNN just canceled their entire morning show and all that other bullshit, like, is wiped. Now that the media, traditional media, is starting to collapse like this, then what? What's kind of left after that? Because Twitter, they've been predicting this downfall of Elon Musk, and it hasn't worked.
It's not going to happen.
This site has never fucking changed.
Yeah.
Hasn't changed one goddamn bit since...
There seems to be more bots now, to be honest, than before, I think.
There definitely is.
Like, 90% of the traffic I get are fucking fake accounts liking my old material.
Yeah, really, I had the same thing. Yeah, what is that? Do you guys know what that is?
Just shitty,
just
bots?
Fucking porn bots. It does. Yeah. It could be like you saying happy birthday to your grandma, and then a porn bot will just comment on your post.
Well, let's face it, though, my grandmother would have loved if she was still alive a porn star to wish her happy birthday. So that kind of makes sense. But the rest of it, like, that site hasn't changed. Nothing's fucking gone wrong there. Facebook's back up to record highs over there. A lot of people are starting to use it for advertising again.
Facebook's about to get hit with a massive lawsuit, like multi-billion-dollar lawsuit.
Over what, do you know?
Child porn and trafficking, yeah.
Gotcha.
It's going to be probably in the 20 billion range.
Shit.
Mm.
Not that they probably give a fuck, but, you know. Watching all of this go on and heading into this election, I don't know that traditional media matters anymore.
Facebook definitely doesn't care. Meta, whatever they're calling themselves, because they spent, what, $17 billion on Instagram in 2007 or 8, I think.
To buy it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They spent that on another platform that, like, 15 years ago. They don't give a fuck about
it. I don't give a shit about this.
It was actually just $1 billion for Instagram.
Oh, no, it was WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Yeah,
they spent $17
billion. That's what it was. You forget how much shit they actually own. Yeah. Where you're just like, holy fuck.
And I think it was 2011 for WhatsApp, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, they don't give a fuck about money.
Yeah, but it is interesting to see, like, because 60 Minutes still has power. Whether you like it or not, the ratings are always great for 60 Minutes.
I mean, they have power because old people vote.
Yeah.
Well, only old people watch 60 Minutes. Nobody under 50 watches 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Except for you, when debatable on that age.
No. You know why I watch 60 Minutes? Swear to God.
Because you're 55 years old.
No, I turn 34 next month.
You leave the TV on after the game.
Yes. So the TV, as soon as Sunday Night Football is on or whatever the afternoon game is, it cranks right into that, and I watch it. Just because I know there's an hour gap between that and the night game, and I'm like, all right. I mean, I'm doing fake news the next day anyway, so I'll watch it.
And Sunday night really settles in when you hear that ticking clock.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I know that I've got 60 minutes night game starts.
If it was 24 and that beeping sound, then I would get hard, but not for some old fucking turds talking about shit.
Oh, I'm not hard for it. It's more like Sunday scaries.
Yeah, I'm bricked up.
Do you get Sunday scaries?
I'm bricked up for it.
No, I don't.
Like, we have the dumbest job ever.
I know. It's pretty easy and laid back. But dude, I'm saying, like, normal,
like,
people.
Bob barely even exists. Seriously.
Dude, I hear fucking, like, Sunday hypes. Because, yeah. Like, the
get away
week,
from your kids
yeah,
for a couple
I see
days.
The kids yeah. way right. less and shit.
It's like, I'm bored. Let's go back to work.
Every Monday morning, Bob comes in now. It's like he's been at Bonnaroo for the entire weekend.
Like, Dan, did you get fucked up this weekend? No, kids.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even really see them. It's just knowing that they exist.
It's
fucks him up.
It is. It's more exhausting than work. I'll say that. But yeah, I watch the 60 Minutes all the time because the other part that they usually do, by the way, leading into the Super Bowl, and this is what I was waiting for, was like a trailer for that. So every year it's been a tradition that they interview the presidents right before the Super Bowl starts. Mm. And they ask him about the country. They've got to answer honestly.
Yeah,
and
but he said no.
Shit. He said no.
Well, he didn't say no. He said, whatever noise you make when your mouth's full of pudding, that's what he made.
So if you're Biden, this is the biggest audience you could get heading into an election. You're just saying no to 60 Minutes before the fucking game starts on Sunday?
What answer to what question could he give that would make anybody feel good about him being there? You know what I mean?
But was that it of, like, I don't want to get drilled on immigration, or he just physically can't answer questions anymore?
I'm sure it's a little A, little B. You'd think, yeah.
Okay.
You know, vascular dementia is a bitch.
It is, dude. It is. I'm sure I'll have it one day, too. And I'm just not going to run for president. Next up is Tucker Carlson in Russia.
Well, maybe. He's definitely in Russia.
Maybe. There's different reports.
No, he's definitely in Russia. He's done some like street interviews.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay. Because a couple days ago when I read this story, I was like, I'm not sure. The MASH Telegram channel published a picture on Saturday of Carlson at the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow attending the Spartacus Ballet, creating rumors of a possible interview with Vladimir Putin.
Now, Bob, the Spartacus Ballet, how accurate do you think that is? Because if it was really accurate, there would be a lot of boy fucking going on.
Oh,
and I know Russia is not too keen on gaylords.
They sure aren't. They sure aren't. Over
so
there.
No, they you lose a lot of the magic in the Russian production.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah. There's a girl sitting behind Bob right now just looking at him in disgust. I love it so much. I love it so much. I love this goddamn show.
Reasonable.
I love it.
It's
I love
a reasonable
it.
Reaction to all this.
Carlson, 54, reportedly arrived in Moscow last Thursday and has since been photographed in one of the city's most luxurious hotels. When asked on Sunday by a journalist from the Russian state-controlled Izvestia, I'm taking a guess at that name, outlets about his visit to Moscow, Carlson said that he wanted to talk to people, look around, and see how it's doing, and it's doing very well. Asked if he was in Moscow to interview Putin, Carlson said, "We'll see." And then he smiled. Before the war in Ukraine, Putin occasionally gave interviews, but he largely stopped speaking to foreign press after the invasion, which turned him into a pariah in the West. While Carlson's reasons for traveling to Moscow were not immediately clear, his visit divided opinion among U.S. politicians.
This is how bad journalism is in America. Well, this is The Guardian, so I guess it's the U.K., but his reasons for being there are perfectly clear. He said as much. Like somebody, he was talking about, was it the Nelk boys he was talking to the other day?
Yeah.
Or some shit. It was like not even that recently. It was like, are you planning, somebody from the State Department reached out to Tucker and asked him if he was planning on traveling to Russia to interview Putin. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I don't know how anybody could have known that. The only people I've talked to about it were on Signals. That means they hacked, like nobody in person even. Not my wife, not my brother, no one. So the only way anybody could have known is if they're in my Signal chat, which means
they are.
The NSA is definitely in Signal, right? It's the only way that a guy from the State Department would know. So he's already said why he's going there, that he's going there and why over the past couple of months. This just shows you how fucking these people are so far behind. They think they're in the fucking lead. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Pathetic. And then we get to this other part, which is, all of these fucking cucks, the neocon people like Bill Kristol, Bill Kristol helped make the Iraq war happen, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's just and I've been hitting him on Twitter pretty hard. Something about how much semen is in your stomach right now. I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was something like that. And I know the answer is a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
I know it's a lot, but how do you even tell?
4 to 18 pounds, probably.
Yeah, do you go in pounds or ounces, right? Is it like liquid volume or do you go weight?
Tough call. They examined John Wayne after he died and pulled out all that meat in his intestines, I think they weighed it.
Yeah, it's like 14 pounds of meat in his ass.
Yeah. So it's got to be the same.
Yeah, so like Adam Kinzinger, who is an absolute piece of shit, called Tucker a traitor for going there,
mm-hmm.
because he's going to Russia to interview one of the most powerful people in the world as a journalist, right? He called him a traitor. Bob, who else has gone to Russia?
You told me to look up someone else, but I found a more recent video.
Yeah, Megyn Kelly. This is from like 2014, right?
I think it's 15 or 16.
His name is Yevgeny Prigozhin.
I'm sorry, no, it's 18.
He has no. Mm.
I know from NBC.
Yeah, she asked him if he's a killer and blah, 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 and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I remember.
And then before this,
Sean Penn's been over there.
I mean, like actual
Oliver
journalists.
Stone. No, I know. Look, what are your thoughts on this?
Barbara Walters interviewed Putin in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Dan Rather interviewed Saddam Hussein in the 90s. God, who was it? Somebody interviewed Osama bin Laden in 96,
yeah.
3 years after the fucking first World Trade Center attack, uh-huh. right?
Yeah, the little one.
It's like this is just kind of standard stuff, right? That journalists do.
This is
a career-making opportunity to go interview somebody like this and get them to answer questions, right?
He had to have a chaser for Cat Turd.
Yeah, right?
If you're interviewing Cat Turd on your show one day, you need to get a headliner.
Sure, what are you talking about?
Tucker interviewed Cat Turd on his show.
Who? What the fuck is a cat?
Twitter, very popular Twitter accounts.
Right. So you need to do one for you, one for them.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, firstform.com/drinkin' bros. Have you gotten the micro factors yet? Have I beaten that into your head on a daily basis over and over again to the point we've ordered them? If not, do it. Took them fucking on the sports show live on air. Here it is. It's just a box that sits right next to my computer. Beautiful little box. It's got a little trap door on it. And it shoots out all the essentials. We don't eat the way we need to on a daily basis. We don't work out the way we need to. Shit, I couldn't go today because of phone calls and all that other shit. And it sucks. However, I do feel better that I'm at least taking the essential vitamins on a daily basis. And it comes in a little plastic pouch and you're good to go. What's in it? Antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, the fruits and veggies, the probiotics, and the EFAs, all of those are in here, and that'll get you going through the day, man. You take them 45 minutes later as soon as you're pissing. It's bright yellow, so you know that it's working, and you know that you're healthy over there. But all this stuff will keep your heart functioning properly. It's great for gut health, and those omega-3s are in those EFAs as well. And they got a million amazing products on their websites. Highly recommend their energy drinks. Best in the biz, in my opinion. And look, they're always sold out like hard AF seltzers are around these parts. So just order them online. Go to fucking firstform.com/drinkin' bros today. Get on the microfactors. Get some energy drinks and stuff. Peruse the rest of their website. They got everything you need to be a big, strong, healthy boy over there. And you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 when you use that link over there. Next up, D'Anthony, we got adamandeve.com. Man, we showed Lisa Ann's pocket pussy on the show last week on Adam and Eve.
You showed the whole thing, huh?
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
Bob, it was a nice pocket pussy. Like, out of all the pocket pussies you've shown us on this show, that was probably the nicest.
I expect no less.
Yeah. Now, Lisa Ann got arrested last night. And it's real. She got arrested at a Matt Rife concert, which is a little odd.
Still unclear what happened there.
Pulled out her phone, I guess. You're not allowed to record or take a picture or something like that.
You get arrested for that.
No idea. But all we're asking for is to support her, okay? She's going to have to pay some money for a fine and some other stuff. Go and buy her pocket pussy on adamandeve.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros is going to get you 50% off and free shipping over there. There's what, 10,000 items on that goddamn website?
There's a lot, yeah.
It's the best. It's the best. So remember, you only get one item with this over there. So for Valentine's Day, which is right around the corner, just go to adamandeve.com, open up the entire site, and pick out your favorite item that maybe you want to test out on Valentine's Day this year. I don't know what you're doing this Valentine's Day, D'Anthony, but you know, if you have a date, sit her down, dude, and pick out a toy.
Well, Valentine's Day is like on a Thursday this year, I think.
Is
no,
it really?
No, it's a Wednesday, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't have a date then, but that weekend.
That weekend, yeah. You do.
I'll do something nice.
Yeah. On Adam and Eve?
We'll see. Yeah, probably, yeah. Sure, why not? Yeah. I mean, you got to take advantage while the sales are.
I agree. Going on, yeah. You'll never get a better deal than this. Go to adamandeve.com, 50% off, plus free shipping with the promo code Drinkin' Bros at checkout. As far as sex toys go, these guys are the best in the biz. Speaking of the best in the biz, how do you beat Babbel? Babbel's up next. Babbel.com/drinkin' bros. Talking about learning a new language. Babbel's been on the show forever. We're gigantic fans of them. Best way to learn a new language is immersion. Living wherever the language is spoken and using it on an everyday basis. But that's not if it's not on the cards for you this year. You can still learn a language the second best way, and that is with Babbel.
I think that's a really good Valentine's gift, too.
I do
tell,
too.
Tell your wife or husband or whomever,
yeah,
right, you're with that we're going to go on a trip
to Paris,
to wherever, Paris, Italy next year or later this year or whatever. But let's do this as like a relationship building thing,
mm-hmm,
right? Let's learn this language together. Let's speak to each other. Like pick a night of the week after some time where we only speak to each other in that language or whatever the fuck, right?
Right.
I mean, it's a super like thoughtful idea for your partner.
And with Babbel over there, look, these guys, They make it easy for you, dude. You can just learn, you know, quick sentences or things. So let's say you have a last minute business trip or a vacation and you're finally looking to cash in and you're like, all right, I just need to have to learn how to say, take me to the hotel, bring the check, things like that. All of it is super easy on their app and it's accessible. And you don't have to learn these complicated AI fucking bullshit things that the other sites do. You don't have to do any of that over at Babbel. The courses are super convenient and you're learning real life conversation skills. So again, you're not trying to recite Tolstoy or something, for Christ's sake. So here's a special for our listeners only right now. You're going to get 50% off a one-time payment for a lifetime Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/drinkingbros. Get 50% off at babbel.com/drinkingbros, spelled babbel.com/drinkingbros. Rules and restrictions may apply. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. I know we've been sold out of the Total Wines here in Texas. Those are getting stocked up tomorrow. We've got, shit, I think 1,000 cases heading into Texas. We greatly appreciate all your support over there. We're in all the HEBs. That is also going to extend to the rest of the state very, very soon. Nutty Brown's all stocked up, that HEB. So is Drippin' Springs. Mm-hmm. I was out there at that HEB. And then the one by the Y here at Oak Hill in Austin. So Austin HEBs are all stocked up. I know they've got some in Plano and Dallas and things like that. Just go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Type in your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. All through Florida, we're in every single Total Wine. Wilmington, North Carolina, Total Wine. Brunches down there, all five of those locations. A lot of people going out to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday. Get there early. So if you're in like Columbus, Ohio, for example, Short North Pine House always throws a huge fucking bash for it. But get there early. If you guys are going there, Hard AF Seltzer served there. Urban Meyer's Pint House out in Dublin, Ohio, they're serving out there. Get there early for all of these things. If you're going to a bar or restaurant where they serve Hard AF Seltzer, get there early. It is the Super Bowl. People will be getting fucked up all day. All right? Shit, if you're by a college campus, though, let's say University of Georgia at Athens, you can pick up at ABC Liquors there. You can go to Tiger Liquors at Auburn. You can go to Ramajama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where the Crimson Tide play. You can also head on over to Corks and Tops if you want to, or all the Piggly Wigglies in Alabama. Again, just go to that store locator on hardafseltzer.com, type in your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you, or we still ship right to your house. I think we're down to like 35 states, though. Support us and support the show by buying some Hard AF Seltzer at hardafseltzer.com today. Exactly.
Yeah,
and so I'll be totally honest with you here. And I don't know your thoughts on this because you and I have never chatted about this. If we had the opportunity to go and interview Putin, I would do it in a second. And it's mostly out of my own curiosity. And that's why I love doing the show every day, is because it's out of my own curiosity. So at least the shit that I'm talking about on a daily basis, if I was given the opportunity to go and check it out for myself or listen to somebody on my own, I would want to do this interview, for real.
Yeah, I probably would.
Right?
Just, you know, I mean, I've done a lot of stuff just for the story.
Well, just for the story, but aren't you genuinely curious? So take Tucker being over there here, because I like this.
And genuinely curious about what?
Well, here's the thing. So this is where I'm going to get to. Dan writes the news every single week, so I come in fresh. That way I can ask questions, and we could have a spirited debate or talk about whatever it is. Reading this for the first time here, saying that he took in a ballet, wanted to see what the country is like and everything else. That, for me, is a we're not a journalist, we're fucking podcast hosts, but he's got a podcast. As a podcast host, I would want to see what the country is actually operating and looking like now, or if people were in the streets with fucking signs about the war or talking about the war. I haven't seen that on any social media platform, and I'm genuinely curious about what their actual citizens think about the war going on, if they know, if they care, if they actually give a shit, or it's just going on and that's part of their everyday life. That, I mean, I think is important.
I wouldn't expect to get a real answer, right?
You don't think so? But let's just say it's one-on-one. You guys are at a bar.
Maybe. I don't know. If they pay attention to American media, they would probably think they were being filmed at all times, right?
Do they think – well, let me ask you this. Do you think they allow American media in Russia?
not unescorted by the FSB, whether they know they're being escorted or not.
Okay. No. There was a friend of mine, a famous actor back in the day, when shit was going down with Iran, not that it's not always going down with Iran, went. And I was like, are you out of your goddamn mind doing this? And they were like, you know what? At that point, it was similar to Mike Posner when he was on the show. He was like, dude, at a certain point, man, you have enough money and then you have a platform to spew these fucking ideas. If I don't know what's going on and I haven't been there, I would feel like a fraud. If I could financially do it and somebody was able to do it for me, yeah. And then they came back with their own informed opinion on talking to citizens, hanging out there, and all this other shit. Yeah. I like what Tucker Carlson's doing. And let's face it, whether or not you want to admit it or not, Putin is a very fucking smart guy. I'm sure this will be a great interview.
I think the real issue, and I'm not even kidding about this. There's two things going on here. One, we've had Russia as a boogeyman that we've used to funnel money and power into the government for fucking since what, 1948, mm-hmm. since World War II ended, right? This whole time, it's like we've been in this existential fight with Russia, and we actually have it at any point been in an existential threat with Russia. I truly don't believe that, but it is a convenient narrative to, you know, steal the labor and wealth from the American populace for sure. I think the other problem that these globalist twats have is that Putin represents something far closer to our ethical standard than they do. Right.
Yeah.
Now he's for sure a quote unquote killer. That Megyn Kelly asked him, are you a killer?
Yeah.
Like you, the guy was a fucking colonel in the FSB. Yeah, he's a killer, dude. What the fuck kind of stupid question is that? But she had to ask. I'm not blaming her for that. he might be, from our position, a bad guy because he's on the other side. It's like Draymond Green, right?
Yeah.
Like if he was on your team, evaluate him without respect to which team he plays for and then tell me whether he's a bad guy or not. I don't like the hating on gay people shit. Not a fan of that. But as far as traditional values goes, Vladimir Putin's a lot closer to me than Joe Biden is because Joe Biden wants to cut kids' fucking dicks off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think that's a big problem for the globalist left these days. It's a big problem that a guy like that exists and has his own big ass goddamn country. And they're trying to fucking knock his ass down. As a matter of fact, we saw this goddamn last week sometime. I can't remember which country it was in, but an intelligence report leaked that NATO and the EU were going to try to knock this dude out of power because he was letting people get a little too free, right? Mm-hmm. Somewhere in Eastern Europe. It's like, all right, cool, man. Like, you're still imperial.
Yeah.
It's just instead of Britain colonizing the world now, it's fucking people from Davos are trying to recolonize the world right now, all while telling you that we're decolonizing everything, right? They're just doing the same stuff. And they are terrified of a guy like Vladimir Putin, who's got his own shit going on. He's got his own resources going on. 12% of the goddamn world's wheat comes from that part of the world. They're terrified of that guy. So they got to knock him down. And that means he has to be evil intrinsically. So when you send a guy like a real journalist, and I say real journalist, Tucker's also an entertainer. Let's be real about that.
Yeah.
But so are all these other assholes. When you send a guy over there who's not going to just fucking railroad him the whole time and let him say what he wants to say to the world, that's a fucking problem for them. It's a big problem. So now, downstream from that, Tucker's got to be a traitor, right? It's fucking retarded. I mean, it's all about they don't want to hear any dissent. That's really what it is.
Mm-hmm. And you take a Megyn Kelly or whoever is interviewed these guys, a Dan Rather, who has interviewed these guys, like those questions come down from above. From the execs and everybody else. And
then the FSB gets to say, we're not answering that.
Correct.
Do you really think that? Because that's one of the criticisms Bob and Delco were talking about before the show, that it's going to be softball questions, right? That's something that a lot of people are always just going to fucking be a parrot for anything. For anything Putin says, he's just going to let him say whatever he wants and not challenge anything. It's like, all right, maybe. Right? Let's see you go over there and challenge something.
Or look, if you're having a long form conversation like he's having, it allows you to ask more questions. So is there questions that Putin probably has slid him and said, hey, I want you to ask me about this. Great. In return, I'm going to ask you about all the shit that I wanted to. This will be unedited and go out around the world.
I think you overestimate the negotiating power Tucker Carlson has in this situation.
He has no negotiating power.
Really?
With Putin, yeah. He owns state-run media. He can say whatever the fuck he wants.
He might fall out of a window.
Who, Todd Tucker?
Yeah.
Look, that would be fucking wild if he did.
No quid pro quo.
I think for sure, dude, Tucker's going to be able to ask him 50% of whatever the fuck he wants. This will not be a Putin-guided interview out of Tucker. I don't see it.
It's not. Maybe it's me. It's not live. They're going to get to review every second of the tape.
But would they get editing power and everything else is the question.
Yeah, there's no First Amendment over there. There's no nothing over there.
Okay. Look, either way.
He's a dictator.
Either way, I want to see it, and I'm amped to see this.
You say that. You say Putin's a dictator like we don't have one here in this country. It may not be one individual, but Bob, you can't say anything without fucking somebody from the government knowing exactly what the fuck you just said.
I probably won't fall out a window, though.
As a matter of, are you fucking out of your mind?
Bob.
Do you know how many people get clipped in this country as part of the political process?
We have two people at the DOD whose sole job is to transcribe this show every fucking day. So yeah, dude. I would buy a fucking ranch. I would not have a two-story.
You can talk about degrees of things. Certainly, it's better.
Would you feel safer expressing yourself here than in Russia? Yeah.
I don't ever feel unsafe. The end. But to your point, yeah, it's definitely better here.
It's better here, but also if you grow up in it, do you know?
It's better here because we at least pretend like we're not murdering people. Whereas Putin doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah, he'll just blow you out of the sky.
Yeah.
Right, but I would rather have that with, let's take Epstein, for example. Tell me that. Say, hey, man, we fucking blew that motherfucker out of the sky. I would accept that more than a fake suicide in a jail.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd be fine with it. Either way, I want him dead.
We know about Epstein getting clipped because it was so obvious, right? But how many other people that are lower level that see or hear the wrong thing end up in that same position?
We killed our own president.
The CIA killed JFK.
Yeah, but you don't even need that much power. You could just be Kevin Spacey.
Well, you could be Spacey.
You're talking about being from Gaffney, South Carolina? Yeah.
No, I mean, him clipping just like anybody that testified against him.
Yeah, look, those were all accidents, bud.
Sure were. And accidents happen.
And everybody knows it.
That's what I tell my kids. Accidents happen. Let's stop crying. Accidents happen. But full disclosure here for the audience, too, because I was on a call on Friday morning.
Oh, did you kill somebody?
No, but we go over probably once or twice a month guests, like people that we want on the show and everything else. There was three that we were locked in on. It was Trump himself, actually, because he is going to need podcasts as this gets closer. Obviously, you know, we've had the kids on the show, and then we know the family in real life and all that other stuff. They said, absolutely, this is a possibility as it gets closer. They want to have the primaries over with, which should be by, what, tomorrow? Tomorrow night?
I would be surprised if Haley doesn't drop out after tomorrow.
I would too. That was the first thing. The second thing is they wanted some clarification on these legal cases that are going on. You hit me up, I think, Friday night about the Jack Smith thing,
yeah.
Which I had to confirm. It's not in the news, but that trial for January 6th got pushed.
Not pushed. It's completely off the docket.
Gone, yeah.
It's gone. Pushed would mean they gave it another date. It just doesn't exist anymore.
Correct.
Technically.
So now you're down to essentially one before Fannie the Wills? Election. Right, and then... That ain't happening either. No, that's going to blow
yeah.
up too.
Yeah.
She's dealing with her own fucking legal woes as far as hiring her lava to come and work this fucking fake job for her so they could bone all around the country.
Which I understand, by the way.
Yeah.
Just like, don't use government. Don't use taxpayer dollars for that shit.
That's it.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Don't waste people's money getting your nut.
We understand you want to get deep dick, Fanny, but you can't use taxpayers' money.
I at least need to see the guy's hog. I have to get some kind of compensation for this.
Right.
I think would be fair, but either way.
The other person we asked for was Vivek. He was on a friend of ours show. They said that is absolutely possible. The only thing I asked for in return, it'd be great if it was in person. They're all going to come to Texas at some point. And that was cool. And then RFK Jr. as well. Would I love to have Biden on the show? Yes, I would. But if he's not doing an interview for the fucking Super Bowl, he's not doing anything either way. And it's more for the interest and wanting to know what these people are actually like, what they're actually going to say. And then you can go back and check the tape years later to find out if they actually did any of the fucking things they were going to say. But all of these people would be on tap for me, including Putin. I don't understand why someone's a fucking traitor, like Adam Kinzinger said, for wanting to do this interview. Like, well, I don't get it.
Adam Kinzinger has a Ukrainian flag and an Israeli flag in his Twitter bio. He's a traitor. If you support Israel more than your own country, you're a fucking traitor to America and you should be kicked the fuck out, right?
Yeah.
Or Ukraine or anybody else. All these cunts who voted for this shit, including all the Republicans. I don't give a fuck what your political party is. You voted to give more money to two countries that have nothing to fuck to do with us instead of paying to fix this crisis at home. You should be kicked the fuck out of this country, right? Or at least imprisoned or something. I'm not for banana republics where you put the last administration in jail or something like that. When you are acting like this, diametrically opposed to the continuation of our republic, and you're in a position of power, at minimum removed, I think you should be thrown in jail for the rest of your goddamn life. Like, you used your power to benefit somebody outside. How is that not providing aid and comfort to the enemy? It's treason. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. So I don't really get it. I don't get the hatred for this, and I'm looking forward to it. So, shit, whenever it drops, I'll be one of the first people to watch it. Next up, Big Trouble in Little Rome.
This is another one for Bob. Get teed up, buddy, because your fucking whole empire is about to crumble.
I don't know. They keep getting away with it. A group of 90 Catholic clergymen, scholars, and authors have published a joint letter to all cardinals and bishops of the Catholic Church, urging them to oppose a Vatican document approved by Pope Francis that allows priests to bless same-sex unions for the first time.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Uh-uh.
Now, in this letter,
they're just trying to remain relevant, by the way.
Yes, yes. In this letter, the Catholic conservatives say that a fiducia supplicans? I don't know what that is, Bob. Forgive me. I'm a little behind in my Catholicism.
Just a little papal order, you know.
Okay. Which is a Vatican doctrine released on December 18th and signed by the Pope, would lead to the blessing of objectively sinful relationships. That's what we're calling gay people now, huh?
I mean, that's accurate.
Fuck. Well, I mean, according to, their book, for sure, but man. They add that the cardinals and bishops should forbid immediately the application of this document in your diocese and ask directly the Pope to urgently withdraw this unfortunate document, which is in contradiction with both Scripture and the universal and uninterrupted tradition of the Catholic Church.
Also true.
Okay. Also in this, it permits the blessing of those couples not considered to be married, according to the Catholic Church, including those that are same-sex. This has proven deeply controversial within the global church, winning praise from reformers while infuriating conservatives being openly opposed by the Symposium of Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar.
Burn these men. The Pope is God's will on earth. Mm-hmm. Anything he says goes. He is infallible.
I mean, we think of this from a very ethnocentric viewpoint, but North America only represents 5% of Catholics, and that's including Mexicans, right?
Really?
Yeah. 24% are Latin American or Caribbean.
Okay.
65% in Europe.
Okay.
Right? I'm sorry, that's old data. Hold on. 8% in North America now.
Okay.
All in the Northeast.
Latin America and the Caribbean is 39%. Europe is 24%. So Sub-Saharan Africa is 16%. There are more Catholics in Africa, in Sub-Saharan Africa, than there are in our country, right? So Europe is pretty gay friendly for the most part, but Latin America, not so much. Africa, probably not. Mm-hmm. Asia Pacific, it depends on the country.
By the way.
And what do you mean by gay? Because she cut her dick off.
I do.
Yeah.
There is like deep irony in these guys saying this goes against like doctrine and stuff like that. Because literally, it is doctrine that the Pope cannot err when he teaches on matters of faith or morals.
Mm. That's why they call him the pontiff. Right?
So. Yeah. They're in a little bit of a pickle there.
They sure
are. Just say whatever he wants.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
So again, I say to you.
Pickle's an interesting word in this, burn, this whole thing.
Burn these men.
Burn them.
We haven't had an Inquisition in a while. As a matter of fact, the Inquisitioner is in a little hot water too right now for being kind of a pussy on these issues, for being liberal on a lot of these issues.
I can't have that. You got your muscle's got to be muscle. You know what I mean?
Well, that's like the problem, though, right? Like, how do you convince somebody you're a muscle when you're out there blessing gaylords?
Yeah, that's tough, dude.
You gotta bring in like the Lord's force and start ripping Bibles in half.
The
shit.
Swiss Guard just needs to pike people.
Well, they need to wear less gay clothes. That would help.
Disagree.
Now,
peacock, get a peacock when you're killing.
You can wear a big fucking Viking helmet with some rooster feathers in it. You don't have to dress like a fucking gay retard.
I mean, the Pope's new army, a bunch of crusty bitches and a handful of ragtags.
Yeah, you don't need that. What you need is those old school hardcore gays from the Stonewall era of the 70s, jacked up, steroided out of their mind, who were just obliterating people in the streets there. That's what you need. If you're having God's army, let's get it all. Let's get them all jacked up. Let's give us the best gays we have to offer.
Not that Castro gay, that fucking East Village, like fist fight in the streets outside of a hardcore fucking metal club.
Fuck yeah,
that
dude.
Kind of thing. Yeah,
that's what it was back in the day, and that's how change actually happened because they feared them.
Look at these assholes.
Yeah, look how
nobody
hard these
is
dudes
afraid
are
of this. You no, look like terrified. A fucking court hard, jester. No, are you
hard.
Kidding me?
Hard as hell.
I'm not afraid of this. The clown. They're wearing clown clothes.
Yeah. The only thing hard about this is getting laid after putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, these guys are coming. If you want them to change their colors, don't worry. Your blood will
help they're coming.
Stain their clothes.
They're coming.
Do you know how many of these dudes I would run through? All of them.
What if you got piked? Just first guy.
Feel great.
Yeah, you're running through them right until those pikes go down. They got a fucking phalanx.
Nah, come on. There's no phalanx without shields, homeboy.
Those pikes are saving us from demons.
Yeah. Dude,
I feel like they're probably putting the non-pointy in up their butts, if I'm being honest.
You probably. And look, if you want to change my mind on this, let's go back to the Stonewall hardcore steroid gay motherfuckers who were just blasting people.
But to be fair, dressing like you're a gaylord and doing gay shit hasn't been a great predictor of failure in combat necessarily, right?
Yeah.
The French have had pretty gay uniforms. They've won a lot not recently, but.
Bad streak.
Honestly, the less gay their uniforms got, the worse they got.
There's exactly, literal gay like, armies in history.
The Spartans were gay as fuck, right?
Gay as fuck.
Everybody's obsessed with them, even though they don't fucking exist anymore for a reason, because they got their ass handed to them. But anyways, the less gay the French got, the fucking worse at battle they got. So that's something.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm on the wrong side of this. I'm going to suck some dick tonight.
You're going to fight harder for your brother in arms.
Yeah, if you guys are fucking.
That's not true because you're all going to be in love triangles and shit. That's not going to work.
Well, the Sacred Band of Thebes, what they did, and this is genius. I'd like the U.S. military to get back into this. Essentially, the entire unit was made up of gay male couples. And these guys, they just murked everybody.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Let's fucking get
this. And they're also more theatrical. So if they're like combo spy, soldier, that probably works better. I think gaylords are better at fucking spying than
you need a Hugh Jackman gay. Like that just a Wolverine Hugh Jackman.
But you
got to
keep it toned down. You can't just start fucking dancing in the street.
Exactly.
Dude.
I mean, you get
or
a whole,
you dance on their graves.
You get a whole whole regiment of gays and trans, and I think America flips.
If we ever start, if somebody starts an all woman army and everybody trans is over or whatever the fuck they call it, we'll probably win that.
But everybody's got to do it all at once. You can't just, we're going to send them against our best. By the way, with the immigrants, why not just send them over to Ukraine and have that be the difference of like, hey, you guys are losing this war and it's almost over.
Yeah.
Go and fight for the United States on the Democrats' behalf.
Strap bombs to them.
That's it. I think that's the answer.
And if you make it, you make it.
You make it.
Welcome,
then you get
welcome
to
home.
Welcome to America.
Yeah.
Well, I'm joining the Swiss Guard to deal with these fuckers.
Which fuckers?
The
man.
The guy's going against the Pope.
Yeah.
The fucking blasphemers.
Bob, you got to do it. Your religion's calling you, my man.
I know.
Go ahead and do it. Next up, welcome to Jihad USA. Dearborn, Michigan is ramping up its police presence in response to fallout from an opinion piece that described the city, which is the nation's highest Muslim population per capita, as America's jihad capital. Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud on Friday tweeted...
Well, that's not good evidence to the contrary.
No, it sure isn't.
When your mayor's Hamoud.
Hamoud. Abdullah Hamoud. What part of Dearborn was he born in? On Friday tweeted that that the city police increased security at places of worship and major infrastructure points as a direct result of a Wall Street Journal opinion piece titled Welcome to Dearborn, America's jihad capital.
You know why they're saying it? It's not because the mayor's name is Abdullah Hamoud. It's because they're fucking protesting in favor of Hamas, which is a terrorist organization.
Yep.
Now, terrorists, jihad.
Mm-hmm.
See? See how it works?
Yeah, sure
So if they had like a bunch of Celtics gear on, it'd be like, Dearborn, Michigan, home of the Celtics. But that's not what they had on. They had on fucking Palestinian and Hamas flags.
Yep.
See how it works?
Yeah. Yeah.
Books have covers for a reason, folks.
They sure do. Now, Stephen Stalinsky, executive director of the Middle East Media Research Institute, who authored the opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal, said in an interview with the Associated Press that he wanted to draw attention to protests in Michigan and elsewhere across the United States in which people have expressed support for Hamas since the start of the war with Israel. Nothing in my article was written to instigate any sort of hate. Stalinsky said, this is a moment for counterterrorism officials to be concerned. It's one thing to, you know, pine for Gaza and WB and all that shit, but to openly support Hamas is to openly support terrorism here. And I agree with them. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody who's at these goddamn things, put them on a fucking bus, take them to a plane, put them back to the country that they really, if you love it, they need help over there. We could do that. I bet you Abbott would pay for that shit.
We should schedule some protests on tanker ships.
Yeah.
Just like on the deck of the tanker ship. We're going to let these people have it. And then all of a sudden, woo, it starts taking off. You're like, oh, shit, dude.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a protest on this, a cruise.
Yeah.
5,000 of those assholes at a time.
Just go, dude. And then tell me what your thoughts are. That would be the greatest reality show of all time, one. Two, I would pay endless money to see that on a nightly basis of just what happens, of the conversations as they're going there to when they land,
yeah,
to what actually happens when they give them weapons or shields or whatever the fuck they're giving them over there, and then just seeing the end result. Because I agree with this motherfucker. Like, if you see these in all your cities, those are the people you need to round up and get the fuck out of the country.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Allegiance to any other country should be a disqualifying factor for citizenship,
mm-hmm,
particularly if you're an immigrant. But I think even if you're a U.S. citizen, right?
Yeah.
Like if you can renounce your citizenship and you can get kicked the fuck out. Like you, Ross Patterson, right now.
Correct.
Said, I renounce my citizenship of the United States. Somebody from ICE, mm-hmm, from ERO, from emergency removal can come get you and kick you the fuck out of this country.
Now, if they wanted to.
You got
to
say the words specifically like that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Instead of like supporting a terrorist organization or even Israel. Like, no, you're American. Fuck all those other countries.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Like, I agree.
Jesus Christ. Send your own money.
That's it.
Right? Maybe there's a GoFundMe for Hamas or fucking Israel or whatever the fuck. You could send your own money, but you're not entitled to mine.
Write a fucking check. It's like college football and NIL right now. If your team isn't going to win this year and you didn't buy the players, you didn't fucking donate and help out, okay? So fuck off. Same with these two. And by the way, same with Israel as well. These Israel, mm-hmm, protests, it's not just one or the other. It's both. Get the fuck out of here. Go help your people, man. Doing it in Dearborn, Michigan, or whatever the fuck you are, isn't going to stop anything.
Oh, actually, my HOA had a vote.
Oh, did they?
And we've called for a ceasefire. So I'm hoping that happens. We sent them the letter. I got it notarized and everything.
Okay.
I sent one copy to Hamas and one copy to Israel, and then fucking we'll see, I guess.
We'll find out. Yeah. I feel pretty positive about everything you've done so far.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed. There should be a ceasefire announced tomorrow, I would imagine. The HOAs move quick. Very, very quick. Next up, the World Cup final in the Garden States. The only men's World Cup ever played in the United States ended in Southern California in 1994. When the tournament returns to this country in 2026, it will start there with Inglewood SoFi Stadium announced Sunday as the site of the U.S. team's opening game.
Are you surprised?
Well, quick question.
That it's opening in SoFi, not closing in SoFi?
I think they're closing in Dallas.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. I thought it was the Cowboys.
Dallas
stadium.
Was Jersey. Just a finalist.
Yeah, Dallas and Atlanta.
Wow.
Actually, I don't know. Atlanta.
No, it was Dallas, LA, New York were the finalists.
Okay.
The semifinals will be played. Yeah, so the semifinals will be played in Dallas and Atlanta.
So.
And then MetLife.
Quick question here, because I was concerned about the turf on the Dallas thing. SoFi's got the same turf.
Mm.
What are they going to bring in grass for this? I would imagine.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. They're not. You can't play on turf.
And then secondly, to answer your question about am I surprised by this, I'm just as surprised at this as every single lottery winner currently being in the state of California as well. No, I mean, why we're helping out this state over and over financially when this could have gone to a million other cool fucking places who have never had shit like this.
Well, SoFi is the newest of all the stadiums, so it does make sense.
Not now, though. For 2026, there's going to be, what, three or four more? Vegas would have rocked. Everybody from around the world in Vegas? Holy shit.
I don't know if there are any games in Vegas, but keep in mind that it's also in Canada and Mexico, right? So Mexico City at Aztec Stadium will have some. That's going to be interesting because it's fucking
the altitude.
Elevation is super high.
Yep. Also, like, people don't want to come to America and go to fucking Kansas City.
I agree.
No,
they want to go to New York.
I mean, you got to put it somewhere where there's good airports and shit, for sure. That makes sense. The surprising thing to me isn't that SoFi is involved. Of course it is. It should be. Although I fucking hate California as much as the next guy. The weird part to me is that it doesn't end there. That makes the most sense to me because it's the best stadium that we have right now. Maybe 2026, there's something different. But as of right now, awarding things, who knows what's going to happen with construction anywhere else. That's the best stadium we have right now. And MetLife is a fucking shithole.
Yes.
That's old as fuck, dude. How old is that stadium?
No, it's not old.
It's brand new.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Built like 10 years ago.
No, God, it's awful.
That 10 years ago is not brand new.
No. It's like within the last 4 years.
You're kidding.
The new MetLife? The Jets and Giants stadium?
We were just there. It was awful.
It's brand new.
It was built, well, it started in 2007. I don't know when it was finished. It's
really old.
It's not really old.
I think it is.
Like the original,
you're having a Ross moment of time blindness.
I think they might have done renovations.
Oh, no, that's the old one. Yeah. So where's the new MetLife?
It opened in 2010. It's 13 years old.
Wow.
Okay,
dude.
That's pretty old compared to fucking SoFi.
Yeah, but here, I mean, it felt like we were in a different time when we went to that goddamn place.
Yeah, 2013 was a long-ass time ago, man.
We've got pictures of it. Like, even the suites were just kind of janky and shit like that.
The seats in that stadium fucking suck. But anyways, that's not the point. Like, World Cuppers aren't sitting down for the games anyways, especially not the fucking final. I think maybe, and maybe I'm wrong about this too, but is it because it's on the East Coast and they want that full prime time? Like, they don't want to start the game at 7 p.m. Pacific.
No, I mean, national championships and all that stuff. A lot of this is in SoFi. The last, when did Georgia win? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Year before. That was in SoFi. So the time doesn't really have anything to do with it there.
Yeah, but that's you're thinking just U.S. time zones. I wonder if it isn't something about...
because the U.S. isn't any good and it won't matter for us.
No. Maybe. I mean, like, for the bulk of the viewers for this World Cup are probably going to be Latin American and European. Latin American we can handle because they're in the same general time zones as us. Mm-hmm. But European is the one you got to pay attention
to. And that would be New York would make more sense for that.
New York would make a lot more sense. Otherwise, it would be like 3 o'clock in the morning when that game started. So
yeah,
that's probably what it is. Is there not a better? Didn't Gillette just get updated too?
Or, Gillette's or older going than MetLife.
You're also in the middle of fucking nowhere in Foxborough.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
That's true.
What other... Maybe there
Atlanta,
is another...
Atlanta would be...
Atlanta, because...
Atlanta's pretty nice.
Atlanta's got an indoor stadium for soccer, too. They play... we just won the championship a couple of years ago. Not that I gave a fuck, obviously, but it was MLS is played on that same field.
And then don't the... I don't know if they're even doing
games
there.
I mean, even Toronto would be a good place to fucking end it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Not that I would support that because fuck Canada.
Do the Dolphins play in a relatively new stadium?
They do. Dan and I just went there. It opened 4 years ago.
Well, no, they just did renovations, right? Hard Rock, they just redid it.
Yeah. It's nice. I was just there.
But those are the only, like, on the East Coast, it's really just Atlanta, New York. And
not, they wouldn't do it in D.C.
Miami. Yeah.
Do it at the
traffic's
link.
Too rough.
Do it at the Link.
The Link is nice, actually.
It is nice,
I like.
Have
I like
you been? Drinking. The Link is nice.
Yeah, I used to go all the time.
No, the new one.
There is no new one.
They just did renovations on that?
Yeah. No, it's brand new. It was the Vet, and then they built
It's not brand new. It's like a 20-year-old stadium at this point.
But it's nice. Like Dan and I have been there for how many? Five or six games, I think.
As far as the tailgate goes, probably not the tailgate itself, but the space for it is probably one of the best I've been to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 21 years old.
It's a New York outlook. New York is still the mecca. There was I had to go to a child's thing over the weekend. One of my neighbors who's Indian was amped about the cricket finals are going to be there. You know, the World Cricket Championship is also going to be in New York, and great. He was asking about tickets for that.
Low-key, actually a great drinking sport. That's it's like baseball.
Heard. That's what he was telling me.
You just get to chill. It's a picnic. Yep.
That's exactly what he said.
Don't, it's hard to plan for it, though, right? Because it's like...
They can last
it's like,
days.
It's like
it could be 3 days.
It's like, well, it could be one day or it could be four, yeah. right? Yeah. So it's like... it's kind of like buying a ticket to game 7 of the World Series before the series starts.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how fucking long it's going to go. Although you can go all 4 days and just fucking die, right?
Yeah. My last note on this here is getting to that stadium at MetLife is a bitch.
It is kind of a pain in the dick. Like it's, you have to cross the freeway right there.
Yeah.
And then drive for like 2 miles down that road.
Or, and that's if you're staying in New York City. Go or all the way you could stay in New Jersey and then go there, but nobody wants to.
Here's the thing though.
New Jersey, let's be honest.
The other two finalists for it were AT&T, which is worse to get to, in my opinion.
But that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because of the tailgating element of it.
And I agree with that.
Stadium is the best stadium in America still, in my opinion.
But you have to take a car. There's no transit. There's nothing.
You're right.
Well, they would probably
But there is an airport 15 minutes from
there.
They'd
have to figure something out about that for sure. I mean,
they would have to.
I'm surprised they haven't. I mean, Texas Live is close.
It is.
Right. But there's still not enough for a World Cup final. Like,
I mean,
100,000 people are coming to that game.
We have
right?
the infrastructure. They literally had games in Brazil in the middle of the rainforest that right. were impossible.
Yeah, but didn't
to get
a bunch
to.
Of people die to make that
well, the
fucking stadium?
Did. Yeah,
that
yeah, was like Qatar.
Not white people. Hell no.
Yeah, both. Both.
No,
both.
No white people.
Yeah,
died.
People in Brazil got like that was the time Ebola was popping off.
Uh-huh. By the way, my buddy went to the Brazil one and I asked him about the fucking weird stadiums and the jungles and all that shit, and he said the media blew it way out of proportion. And he goes, it was pretty goddamn fun, man. We had a fucking blast down there. But this I've actually been to, and I'm just like, eh.
Wait, so the Cricket World Series, or whatever they call it, is going to be
in New York.
At MetLife?
I believe so. Somewhere? I can read the text. But
it's too bad, yeah. Hardy, because I would go tailgate that shit.
Yeah. Oh.
I would stay all fucking 4 days
bro.
At that and just get fucking ripped.
He said it is a party.
God damn it, man. Can we get into New York before then? When is the Cricket World Series?
Do like a 72-hour live stream?
Fuck, dude. We're just all going, and that's part of it too for us, right? Somebody's got to be drinking hard AF seltzers all the way through. So whenever it starts and ends, one of us has to be up and alive. For
okay,
it.
So it is.
Well, none of us will be alive by the end of that stupid shit.
It's
in June. God
it's June 3rd to 12th at Eisenhower Park in East Meadow, New York. They have a newly constructed 34,000 seat, I guess, cricket stadium.
Oh, but there
really?
Is there's a World Cup game between the U.S. and Canada. In Grand Prairie, Texas.
Oh,
no shit.
Only 6,000 capacity, though, and there's only 6 tickets remaining. It's on June 1st.
Really? God, that's so bizarre, man.
Or if we go to this one in Barbados. It's up to you.
Oh, now that would be a fucking blast on there.
Wait, this stadium looks fucking sweet, though.
The cricket stadium?
Yeah.
All right, throw it up. Throw it up on the screen there, Bob. You don't cock tease us, you know? You get to watch all the cool shit on your own. Show the audience. What they signed up for Patreon for Christ's sakes.
Davey in the chat says the ICCC or the ICCC World Cup is one hell of a time.
Oh, man, I'm in.
It sounds like fun.
That looks fun.
I want to play cricket. Like in my backyard. I'm going to teach my kids to play cricket and then send them to school.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, no, we play cricket. Like, get out of here, you fucking gaylords. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you can get rocked real. In cricket, dude. You can get rocked in cricket.
So it's a major league cricket stadium.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to expand it into the United States and all that other stuff.
Goes, you said it goes through the 12th of June?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me see where the championship, what this actual stadium is here. Hold on. No, wait, that can't be right.
Brand new
the World
stadium.
Cup, there's World Cup games through the 14th even, I'm seeing. Hold on.
It's what it says on the website for Nassau County.
Yeah, this is a whole different stadium for this, though.
World 2020. Yeah, find out, man.
Because you wouldn't be able to play soccer on a cricket field. I don't think so.
You could. Cricket, you can play cricket on any kind of large field, really. Okay.
This
you just got to put a bowling lane in, I think.
This cricket stadium's not far from AT&T, actually.
No shit.
Yeah, it's not. It's like 10 minutes away.
All right.
In Dallas, you mean?
Yeah. Hmm. Grand Prairie is like a suburb.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Chinese bailouts. Tens of thousands of people in China are flocking to an unusual venue to vent their outrage about the continuing meltdown in the country's stock market. They've been posting comments on a Chinese language social media account of the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, expressing their anger and frustration with the market rout.
That's because every social media channel that China owns is censored all to hell and back.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, they've now been deleting shit off of our embassy account as well.
Great. Great.
So that's dope.
Yeah. It says they've been posting comments on the Chinese language social media account in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, expressing anger and frustration. Mainland Chinese markets slumped again Monday after their worst week in years, where more than 1,800 stocks on the Shanghai and Shenzhen. I don't know if that's right
or not.
Markets accounting for a third of all stocks listed in China slumped by more than 10%.
Think about that. So S&P and NASDAQ, 33% of all the stocks dropped by at least 10% over a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We call that a crash in the business.
We do, but here's the difference, or maybe not the difference, I guess, for us. So over there, I think it's mandatory to put a certain amount in the market if you have extra funds or property or something like that and everything else, and then they can control when you can take it out. That is no different than what Robin Hood or these other fucks did during AMC.
Well, that's not their policy, though. They just do that in an emergency.
Right.
So who knows as far as that goes. I'm sure they're not just going to let people – there's not going to be a run on the accounts. But that's not the most important part. The most important part is that $6.1 trillion in market value have been wiped since February of 2021. That's a lot, right?
Wow.
And the second largest real estate developer in the country just went under. They just went bankrupt.
And because their housing market is also fucked.
Yeah. Yes. 24% of China's GDP is from real estate development sales. So a quarter of their GDP just got butt fucked. And this is as bad as it gets. This is worse for them than our housing crashes were for us.
Well, then maybe there is some chance that those Chinese fucking migrants that are coming over really do.
Well, they're primarily from Hong Kong, is what CNN said. So they probably are trying to get out, but that's not my fucking problem. But
me neither. They call them Congers, by the way.
Congers?
Congers.
Yeah. I call them Hongers.
Oh, do you? All right.
Yeah. But anyways.
Potato, potato.
So on Weibo, which is a Chinese-owned social media site, the American embassy posted about protecting wild giraffes in Africa, and that post got 160,000 comments, and none of them were about protecting animals. It was like China's fucked. Like, yeah. People are just venting on there. It was pretty interesting to see that happen. I'm sure most of them are all in jail now, right? Like, you sentenced to hard labor for talking shit on the internet. Yeah, China's market regulators have disabled the comments sections on all of their social media accounts.
Seems we're doing that here. Instagram's doing that here.
Facebook's doing that. Yeah, here. But we hide it. That's the difference between the U.S. policy and Bob. I mean, you're hopelessly naive here, buddy. Like, we literally saw a guy who had a black book full of corporate names and politicians' names and political fundraisers. Our fundraisers, rather, who were engaging in child pornography and raping children, and that dude got murdered by the government. Two guards fell asleep on duty, and a camera went out, and all of a sudden he's hung in his cell, and you think that we're fucking somehow better. Maybe the average individual person is, but if you try to challenge the state, I don't know how much better you are.
Sorry, I'm unfamiliar. Who was that?
God, what was
Dave?
It? Einstein, Epstein, Epstein, yeah. Jeffrey Epstein.
He's the only person. Well, I guess Ghislaine Maxwell is the only person in human history to have been convicted of a crime.
Look,
of trafficking, and not to whom? Mm-hmm. Nobody she trafficked the thing to got arrested. Right? I don't think that's ever happened before. Anyways, what were you saying?
I'm just gonna. People aren't fleeing the United States. People aren't trying to get the fuck out of the United
because people
States.
Are fucking naive as shit in the United States. Maybe they should be fleeing, right? People are fleeing Canada.
Because it's a worse country.
Is it? I mean, all of it. It's all starting to feel the same.
It's because
go back to what you said about this global.
Yeah. The reason people are fleeing Canada, not the U.S., is because the U.S. is doing a better job of hiding what they're doing. And also the U.S. in general, people in the U.S. have a very fuck you attitude. Like, as soon as you come to my area and start doing that, then we're going to get into a fight, right? That's kind of how people think.
Jason Aldean wrote a song about it. Try it in a small town. No, make Joel play it. He will play it the rest of the goddamn show here. Last but not least, sad news out of England.
I don't know if it's
King
sad.
Charles III. Chucky the Third. has been diagnosed with cancer. The Monarch 75 postponed all public duties and returned to London for immediate treatment after medics spotted the condition while he was undergoing surgery for enlarged prostate. King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer, and this has been confirmed now by the Buckingham Palace. Prince Harry is on his way back, or I don't know if we're calling him Prince anymore or whatever, to be by his side. And then obviously the other kid is already there, so he's by his side as well. If they're asking for this and for them to be by their side at this point, this must be worse than, than what we're actually hearing here.
Well, and good for William.
Yeah.
Frankly, he's not going to have to, like, rough for Charles, but probably good that he didn't live until he was 90. Well, he's not dead yet, but.
But
like, it would be good for England to have a young king, I think.
I agree. And let's face it, the two of those, him and Kate, they have wanted this, trained for it. Like, they look like the dudes, whereas, you know, you have his fucking redheaded stepchild brother there, who's completely fucked up everything and just not wanted to be rich and cool all the time. Like, I don't understand. But I actually think, and I mean, I don't want him to die, obviously, but I actually think it would be good for them to start over, have a young couple, watch them grow, watch their family, the kids and all that stuff grow up, if you're going to continue this. And this might not be the worst thing. The only problem is this is like Aaron Rodgers joining the Jets, dude. I mean, you come out of the tunnel and then boom, you're done. He just got what, anointed king? How long was that now, Bob? Six months? Last year.
Yeah, less than a year.
Less than a year, man. And he waited fucking 50 goddamn years because, you know, the queen wouldn't die.
Yeah.
And now, boom, this is going to happen to you here. So, look, I don't think it'd necessarily be a bad thing for the two of them. I don't know what Prince Harry and Homegirl would do. Because Suits is coming back, so who knows?
Oh, is it?
Sure is, dude. Sure is.
You know, it's the most watched show on streaming ever.
Yep.
Like 700 million hours or 720 million. How long was it, Bob? Did you read that?
It's. I think it was billion. I'm not kidding. I think it was billion as far as the hour count goes. So I know this, some of my friends in Hollywood have said they've already gone out with it.
Oh, no,
it's
going to
be like Suits Los Angeles.
57.7 like minutes, billion minutes.
Billion.
On that.
God damn it, dude.
So each episode's what, 40 minutes? 42 minutes?
42, yeah. Shit.
And then there's only 83 hours of the content. Mm. 83, 57, well, times 60, so 83 times 60, whatever that is.
Could have been my wife. Man, that would have been a lot of money there. And she fucked it all up. I blame her. I blame her. Her aunt was a writer on the show. So, yeah, man. Fuck, dude.
That was a slam dunk. How'd she miss that?
I don't know.
How?
We'll grill her tomorrow on it.
How the fuck did this dumbass show get watched for 57 billion minutes?
You just answered your own question.
Right place, right time.
Background noise.
Strikes were going on.
Yeah, it's like Law and Order. Do you understand how little you have to think while watching it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even an attorney, and I can it's like I cannot suspend my disbelief for how laughably unrealistic that fucking show is for attorney. Like, it is hilarious.
So that's 950 million hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Divided by 24.
Yeah, dude.
Is
it's like 600 million hours per show.
It's 40 million days.
Yeah. No.
I was not suicidal when I got here today.
Now you are.
And I am pretty close.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Because I just saw, Bob, to your points, Law and Order had Mariska Hargitay on. Or she was on Good Morning America promoting the show. And I think they were on season 25. And I was like, what? What? The fuck is that? I've watched a couple of them. It's fine, but Dan's point, you're right, dude. It's mindless shit where you're just like, all right, pop it on in the background.
That was Bob's point.
Oh, well, he's correct.
You don't need a thing.
Nope. Sure don't. Same with football. I'm not going to say football is any better. I gamble on it, so I'm interested in something that is on in the background when I'm sending out fucking emails or contracts and shit like that on Sunday night. So, yeah.
For me, it's German war propaganda. It just blends into the background for me. I barely even hear it.
Well, they always say, I pitched the history. I sold a couple of shows to the History Channel back in the day, and I pitched them on this one thing. And they were talking about the age range of what a History Channel show gets, you know, what it is. Like the average age was like 56. And I was like, God damn, that's high as fuck. And they go, yeah, man, eventually you will hit a point in your life where all you want to do is just watch World War II documentaries, and that's going to be your life. And I was
I don't
like,
watch the documentaries.
Really?
Just the Nazi war propaganda.
Okay.
Bob, you want to play some?
Yeah, sure. We on Patreon? This show's getting canceled anyways. All right. Now is the point in the show we get to the drinking bro of the week. We got a few here. You guys been partying
Here
all day.
Well, we've got a couple that we haven't gotten to yet as well.
Okay. Well, let's save them. Okay. We got people in the studio here, and then we'll do that. In the meantime, though, when we don't have people in the studio, you can go to drinkingbros.com, Bob, if you want to pull that up.
Yeah, go ahead and play that.
Grab some merch. There's... Oh, boy. Are we ending the show with German war propaganda? Every day, it's an all-new low on this show.
These German pictures, destined for certain neutral countries...
I think this is anti-German propaganda.
It's an English-German propaganda.
I need to hear somebody screaming in fucking German at the
Nein!
Top of their lungs.
Nein!
Here we go. Beer hall stuff.
There we go.
Für richtig hält's. Ob du glaubst, dass ich fleißig gewesen bin, dass ich gearbeitet habe,
look at the
dass ich mich
in
diesen Jahren
if I heard anybody talking like this in real life, I'd be like, shut the fuck up, loser.
I don't know. I think if Biden talked like this, he'd probably have more followers. Yeah. That's nuts, dude.
Well, to be fair to him,
an all new low.
Just like Biden, Hitler was on quite a bit of methamphetamine.
I think you have to be in that job.
No,
that's exhausting.
Is that our drinking bro of the week right there?
No. We've got actual ones here. Okay, we'll save Hitler for the last show we do, and then we'll really go for it. We'll have Noah on. We'll have Hitler. Noah, you know who I'm talking about. Very fine basketball player that we showed at the beginning of the show. But if you're not in studio, you can go to drinkingbros.com. Website is all stocked up. So we got tons of merch up there. New Drinking Bros t-shirts, the Noah Please shirts are up and available out there as well, Bob, if you want to pull those up. Hard AF Seltzer merch. Everything is back on the store. And then Drinking Bros, the Bro Box. Oh, shit. It's today, Crime Corner. We're putting up a new shirt every Monday there. So all you Crime Corner fans out there, boom. We got some Crime Corner tees for you guys right now, and we got tons of stuff over there. So it's back. It's ready to rock. The Bro Box will be available also, I believe, in March. D'Anthony can confirm that. But now let's get to our Drinking Bro of the Week. Yeah, you can leave that up there. Oh, the Come and Take It one is awesome. With the barbed wire in the state of Texas. We got a ton of new shit.
I don't love using the Alamo outline.
You have to.
Well, they took it.
Bob,
the Mexicans straight took it.
This is to protect him from taking it again. You have to remember the Alamo, Bob. That's
I do remember. That's why I'm recounting the what happened at it.
Sure, but you got to remember to move forward. All right, you can come on up first. You've been here the longest today, getting rocked. I'm curious what number Hard AF Seltzer you're on, and if you'll be able to complete this interview here, because I think I saw you do five today.
I'm on six right now.
Oh, you're.
I'm a little Biden-esque, so yeah, I might voice it for you.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Tell everybody your name.
My government name is Matthew Swine, but I go by J. Cruz.
There you go. How long you been listening to the show?
Well, interesting story. My other half over there introduced me to the show. She said, if I don't listen to episode one, we can't date. And then once I did, I realized, oh shit, pegging. Fuck yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah. So then.
So. Your wife introduced you to Drinking Bros. That's the first time in the history of the show we've done, I don't know, 1,700 episodes?
Yeah, and that's all a complete fucking lie. It's all fake news.
It is.
So, probably, I mean, since Matt Best, I mean, since the OG beginning.
Episode one.
Wrapped it in.
Yeah. Pretty wild to see all this other shit. Have you been here before?
No. We're from Florida. We're from... next door to, we live above Tactical Brewery, actually.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
God,
shout out to Tactical, dude. Go down to Tactical
Brewery.
Guys.
And then they just, there's a chute, and they shoot it up to us.
Yep.
Hit a button. You guys are amazing.
Those are awesome.
And then we like to drink a lot of hard AF.
Hell
and this
yeah.
is the first, I've lemon lime. I didn't have this before.
This was an OG flavor. We've got some here. Are you guys driving? Driving or flying back?
We're Ubering, and then we'll fly back another week. So we have time in our hotel room to get hammered. So I'm going to take some.
Yes.
I'm going to steal it.
Take as many cases as you want.
Those cans are fucked up.
Absolutely.
I like fucked up cans.
Absolutely. And we're giving them away to you guys.
It's an honor to be here. You guys are amazing. Listen every fucking day.
Thank you very much. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
My Drinking Bro, we have two of them. Well, I have 37, but I'm going with top two.
Okay.
My OG wife.
Gangster.
Beautiful.
First guy. Wife that's introduced somebody to the show and made them listen since episode one. So I like that.
And she was like, if you're not in the pagan, we can't do this thing. I'm like, all right, well, I'll learn.
Of course.
And then I did. And then Jeremy Stearns.
Okay.
He's a master sergeant now, 20 years in the military. He was a really good friend of mine, and he's still serving. And he's like the actual loser that has to figure out how to get new people into military right now. So he's going through a tough time.
Fuck.
Tough time.
Has he done 20, though? Can he retire?
He can, but he's a loser.
God, he wants to keep going, huh? I'm always surprised.
I did 24, and I was like, fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
I'm out.
I want to check. You're going to fucking kill me. I was an infantry guy, and I was like, I'm done.
Sure.
I mean.
Looking back on it, was it worth it?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
Good to hear. So at least you didn't waste, you know, your life.
I did, but yeah, it was still worth it.
But if it was worth it, I mean,
now
shit.
I'm a pool boy in South Florida. So
are
if you need
you really?
A, any of you MILFs out there need a pool boy,
there you go. Do you have a company?
I do, but pool pros. But we don't want to know our business. We get too much.
is that what it is? Even the pool companies around here, they said the same thing. They were like, hey, dude, we can't take any more business.
It's seasonal here. Is it open all year round? They do all year
round, dude. Yes, it's fucking thing. 65.
I mean, I will drive
February.
Here to do your pool if you need me to do that.
No, luckily this one's good. Okay. The last house is a goddamn disaster. Time. Yeah,
I mean, I'll be bitching the whole way, but I will do it
for sure. No, this one's all right. The last one was a complete nightmare, and it's simply because they have so much business here, they don't care about the customers.
Well, I have a very good eclectic. We live in a little town I won't say in Florida because we don't want people to move there. And they're moving down like droves from New York, New Jersey. You guys are getting all the Californians and all that shit.
Yeah,
we're getting all the New Yorkers and New Jersey people.
But I will say this.
And I'm from Jersey. I still fucking hate them.
The difference, though, having spent a lot of time in Florida over the last year and a half for the baseball deals and all that stuff with Hard AF Seltzer, the guys that are coming down from New York, the politics are aligned with Florida.
Correct.
So they're coming down for the right reason, whereas Californians aren't. And I'll still have conversations with people moving here from California. I'm like, there's no fucking way. You want to vote for so-and-so, even locally. But where I'm like, you want to vote for so-and-so? You just left your state because it sucked. And now you want the same fucking thing for that? Like, what is wrong with you?
We had a bender yesterday or Saturday night. So we woke up Sunday morning to the beat of a drum. And there must have been 20,000 people marching from the Capitol down Commerce or Central or whatever it's called.
Congress, yeah.
Congress with the Palestinian protests.
Yeah.
It was fucking crazy.
It's nuts,
right? All these white people. I go.
They're all white.
And they're all gay guys.
All
I'm like, you know they're going to fucking kill you.
It's unbelievable, dude.
It's insane, right?
Yep. Same thing happened with the riots for BLM and all that other shit.
Thing.
That was in full swing here. And I was like, God damn, it's a blue city. It's another thing you do. You come out to the suburbs, you get away from it. But you go down there and you're
That's a $30 Uber ride, which I expect a reimbursement from. Drinkingbros.com/ Ghostbed.
Yeah, we definitely don't do that. However, when they build a highway through the middle of this fucking place, which we're in negotiations with the lawyers and all that other shit now.
Right, to push down to Florida.
For eminent domain.
Oh.
No, I would love to. Florida, though, unfortunately for us, is flourishing, so it would be more expensive than it is here.
Yeah.
Not kidding. And your property taxes are up there as well with Texas.
I just got the bill.
But I think what we've chatted about behind the scenes is potentially moving it downtown closer to we know everybody wants to stay on 6th Street and party and then, you know, go to the airport and all that other stuff. So we might do that, but it won't be for, you know, a year and a half at this point.
It's not that bad of a ride out here. I mean,
it's not.
But it's totally worth it.
It's going to get as this highway continues, because right now it stops about 0.5 miles up as it continues down this way, it's going to get worse. So we know it. We understand it. You can't stop progress, but at least pay us for it, Austin. So we'll see.
All right.
We'll see what happens. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it.
Who else is here that wants to come up today?
There's guys.
There you go. Come on up, sir. Definitely don't take your time, but yeah, pop on up. Pop on up. Pop out Americano. Is that your wife you were with who was looking at Bob in disgust from behind? I get it, by the way, and I love it. I understand it, by the way. Anybody's
the
wife
faces.
That comes in and they're disgusted by this show, I totally get it.
I tried to prepare her ahead of time.
But she...
She was caught off guard a little bit. It was great.
Say when she stuns. Oh God! I mean, we just showed Hitler at the end of the show, dude. Hitler on this fucking show, man. Not but that yes. we support Hitler, obviously, but tell everybody your name.
So my name's Matt.
Okay.
Last name anonymous.
Sure. Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. We just have black and white footage of Hitler. I get it. What do you got there? You got a bottle of something.
Yeah, so some muckety muck.
All right.
I like the name of it. I've never tried it before.
Okay.
But it's my birthday today.
Is it really?
Happy birthday. My wife is the coolest in the world.
Yeah.
And said, you want to go watch them? I said, okay, let's go. So
no
this
way.
Is for, yeah.
Is that real? I'll tell you what. I'll do a shot with you for your birthday. I'm not going to fucking leave you hanging here. All right, so let's look at this here. It's a nice bottle. This was, this is the Lead Slingers bottle. They've got this square as well. It's heavy. It's well made. Muckety Muck is the name of it, and it says age to 25 years. It appears to be two dressed up pigs in kilts on the cover, and it is a single grain Scotch whiskey, 91 proof. You motherfucker, dude. On a Monday.
The artwork did it for me.
Oh no, it's nice. It's a nice bottle. Yeah. It says an orphan barrel on it.
I had the 8% on a Monday, so.
Well, here's so, dude. How long have you been listening to the show?
Since about 2019.
Okay, so you know the rules here. I usually drink starting at Wednesdays at 2 o'clock, and that'll go into the weekend. I usually take Sundays, you know.
Recovery Sunday, time.
Monday. Obviously, with the Super Bowl, it's going to be a way different story, and next Monday shows are going to be fucking rough. However, I do try to recuperate at least 3 days out of the week, and I'm going to break that only because it's your birthday and you brought us a nice bottle here. How much was this?
Ooh.
Expensive or no?
My wife's listening. It was expensive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hope it's good. Hope it's good. All right. Cheers. We'll take a picture afterwards with the bottle. That way we can post it at least and be like, all right, cool, man. Cheers. Happy birthday. How old are you?
34. Let's just call it 34.
Perfect. Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
This is actually very good. You're going to be very... When anything's over...
I'm a little particular about my whiskeys,
When something hits the 90s, though,
yeah.
I'm usually skeptical, or I'm like, man, that shit that Joel drinks all the time is like poor people shit, but here you go. This is nice.
I don't have AIDS.
Cheers and happy birthday. I drank first, so yeah, I don't have AIDS, so you're good to go. Cheers. Happy birthday. Look at that. That's a gentleman's sip is what you took right there.
That is good.
That's a little how's your father.
And I'll make a nice addition up there on the shelves
we
as
will.
Well.
And everybody who brings it in, as you notice, they're empty. So like they're full, and then a couple weeks later, they'll be empty up there. And that's
till the next
that's
Ranger.
The rules. Exactly. Who would you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to on your birthday?
The Drinking Bro is going to go toward my ride or die, my wife, Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica.
I don't know if she wants to come up here. She's scared.
Probably not. Jessica, I understand it. Don't do it. If you got a real job and shit, don't do it. No.
That's
we'll save her. She was kind enough to bring you down for your birthday. I think that's a big enough ask.
It was a short enough drive.
Yeah,
been wanting
you're good to
go. For a while and found the perfect occasion for it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here. We greatly appreciate it. We leave the doors open for you guys, and that way you can enjoy this as much as we do. For real, you guys built this place. You should be able to come and party all day. We just provide the booze. That's it. Dan, D'Anthony, is there one more person back there? Does he want to come up? He's like, nah, bro. Was it Hitler? Was it the black and white footage of Hitler towards the end that soured you? If so, I get it. In the meantime, we love to see you guys. So please come down and do it and give out Drinking Bro of the Week live on air. If not, the submission form is on drinkingbros.com, along with all the brand new merch and all that other stuff. So it helps keep the lights on. All of it does, every bit of it. Patreon, this, even the reviews, man. Look, I don't care if you don't have any money or whatever. You can review the goddamn show for free. Just review it at iTunes. Rate the show 5-star and leave a quick review, and then head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away over there. And that truly helps. The advertisers really do look at that shit, so please do it. But in the meantime, we're grateful to all you guys, dude, who come in day after day and bring us booze and food and all the other fun stuff. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News.